longtime wannabe ham. I got my first radio back in 77 from a coworker. But I didn't get my license. Life got in the way, and I put the radio in a box up in the attic and got it down back in 2019 is when I got my license in 17, my tech license, and 18 I got my general, and 19 I got my advanced or extra. So, but we focus in on it, and I hang out in the shack here most of my spare time, which I'm retired, so we enjoy hanging out here and working the radios, listening, and cruising the computer videos on Facebook and YouTube and stuff like that, and learn different things. So we got a basement shack. I'm on a ICOM radio. I also have a link or any tone up on top, a mobile unit they use in the base. And got a few antennas on, up there for HF and VHF, UHF, and also have for 220. I think there's a up around Fenton. They got another 220 repeater up there, Roseville, Livonia, Toledo. So 220 band is a good band. It's not used a whole lot, but and it's nice having them tied together, so I cover a lot of territory. But it would never fly back in the early days when everybody wanted to be on the radio, before cell phone times and so forth. But now that there's not that many people that these repeaters, even though you have them tied together like this on 7 or 8 repeaters, not many people are lined up to check in. So it works out pretty good. But if every repeater had, a dozen, 2 dozen people wanting to use it, then it wouldn't be able to time together like that. Back to you, Mike.